It's WAKG's Off-Air Flare.
Off-Air Flare.
With Jinya and Josh.
All right. We are back again, and I have come up with a different topic this time. There's something that's been in the news recently, and I'm starting to see it more and more, and I cannot wrap my head around this concept.
Okay.
And it's about the new Batman.
Okay. So being someone who was slightly obsessed with the Twilight series, and I was Team Edward, just seeing Robert Pattinson as Batman is very weird and odd to me. He doesn't...
I'm not going to lie to you.
Are you
from the moment you started talking to the
Did
moment you,
you
chirp, said
chirp,
Robert
chirp,
Pattinson as Batman, I didn't understand a word you said.
Oh, you didn't? Oh,
nope.
My God.
And you know what? I'm okay with it.
Team Edward. I was Team Edward all day long. I had a shirt. I went to Hot Topic and got it. But I digress. I digress. It was actually on television this weekend. They had like the Twilight Saga like movies playing. And as I watched a little snippet of it, I was like, oh, I was so lame. Have you ever watched stuff like that, sidebar, that you're just like, oh, gosh, why did I like that? Like, why was I obsessed with that?
No, I have pretty good
teenager.
Taste.
Okay, whatever. We're like, oh, vampires, he's so sparkly and dreamy and doesn't want to eat her. He just wants a new taste.
Like, I have no idea what you just said.
Okay, so anyway, Robert Pattinson as Batman, strange, odd, unusual.
I haven't seen enough stuff with him in it to really make an opinion, and I'm okay with that for starters.
Dear Sarah.
It'll be like a whole new person
Sarah,
for me.
Dear Sarah, we're going to have my Twilight movies, and
we're going to make
you sit there and watch them.
There is nothing you could hold over my head that will make me watch those movies.
We will Chinese
nothing.
Water torture you to watch this movie set.
Open mouth drown.
Yeah,
it's fine. No
you're
thanks.
Like, I'm done.
No.
Okay, look at him. What do you think? When you just look at a picture of him, because I know you've seen the pictures and the articles.
It's
kind of lanky, super lanky.
I feel like he's a bit lanky.
Coiffed with the hair and everything.
Other Batmans have overcome their physical shortcomings, which we'll get into, because that's kind of where I wanted to rank this. I wanted to rank Batmans, movies only. We're not going to do the TV shows, because there's a lot of good voice actors. I'm not going there.
Right.
I just want to rank the movies.
Okay.
So you have 7 on this list
yes.
to choose from. We have Adam West.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, George Clooney,
eh.
Christian Bale,
eh.
Ben Affleck,
eh.
and Robert Pattinson.
Uh-huh.
So, who do you put as number one?
Sidebar. I love
no,
using
you can't
sidebar for everything
when I make
now.
You do the first thing.
This is good. Well, in the hallway, you just randomly asked me, and it was impressive. Weren't you impressed that I just ratted off most of the names when you said Batman? I was like, blah, 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 blah.
I am
Give me some
mildly
props.
Impressed that you immediately
mildly.
Rolled them off.
Yes.
However, and we will
get
into this,
the list.
Your list is horrible.
No, it's not horrible. Okay, number one.
Number one. Go ahead.
Keaton.
Absolutely. I don't think there's any question
I'm
there.
Batman.
He is the OG.
Oh,
he is
the
original.
Batman.
Well, he's not the original, but Adam West
to
is
me,
the original.
That was the embodiment of Batman. And that
Correct.
Batman movie series with him in it, just amazing. I loved
Absolutely.
It. I loved it. I loved, was it David Lee Jones?
Tommy Lee Jones.
David Lee, Tommy Lee, you know, which
Not
one country
close.
Music? Tommy Lee Jones is Two-Face.
He wasn't in that movie.
He wasn't in that one?
No.
All right, we're going to scratch this out.
Oh,
no, we're not.
Nope,
okay,
stays.
Fine. We're just going to... Okay, so he was the best Two-Face.
Well, yeah.
Jim Carrey was the Riddler. That was a good one.
Also
not in
that
one.
That one.
Yeah, I know. Okay, here we go. Because that was probably
so
the Clooney
your
one,
villains
wasn't it?
Were, for Keaton, were Nicholson as the Joker.
Yes. Okay,
and
excellent.
And you had... Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman and Danny DeVito as the Penguin.
The Penguin, yes.
That was
good.
Those were the Keaton versions.
Okay.
I think Keaton is the best.
He's the best bet. I agree. And then even Batman, just as his, you know, Bruce Wayne, he was attractive but not overly like,
right.
you know, a sex object or
Absolutely.
Like. So it was kind of like, okay, you could see him being someone who dresses up. He's got money. Oh, look at him. But they're not going, you know.
He's
whatever.
Not immediately recognizable. Like some people you could. Like Jay Leno's chin, if you put him in the mask, it's Jay
You know
Leno.
Exactly who that is. I think even like Ben Affleck, you're like, that's Ben Affleck.
To a certain extent,
yeah,
right.
Okay.
I thought the same way. All right, so who you have number two?
Numero dos, Kilmer. Val.
No.
Kilmer.
God. Why?
Just
For
because.
What purpose?
He's pretty.
Is that it?
That's it.
Is that it? Because you do pretty. Realize when we talk about overcoming the physical shortcomings, Val Kilmer's like 3 feet tall.
I don't care.
Just horrible.
Okay,
He's
who were the
horrible.
Villains on that one? That one was...
That was Carrie Ann Jones.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
So maybe those were my favorite villains, but favorite Batman, Keaton. If we could just put him into that. But second favorite Kilmer.
No. Second favorite's got to be Christian Bale. Christian Bale, hands down for me. With that rendition of the series, they all have the same voice. At least they try to sell the voice.
I need a lodger. I need a Ricola.
To his credit, he and Keaton.
Oh my gosh.
Stop it.
I'm Batman.
Now I'm going to clean this up. To his credit and with Keaton, they were the only two who tried to change their voice as Batman. They
said wasn't like I've smoked 20 packs of cigarettes.
I realized Bale was a bit much.
It was a bit much.
But
I mean, I don't know what place
in the
he dipped down into.
Of Batman, he is right behind Keaton for me.
No,
all right,
no. Okay,
agree to disagree.
Fine.
Who do you have number three?
Number three, I would have picked Bale.
You would have picked Bale at three.
Yeah, three.
Okay,
and I think the modern advancement of the Batmans through the years. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the way
Absolutely.
You know CGI and everything, mm-hmm. and then you had Bane. Watch the city burn.
Right.
Burn.
As I'm watching, as I go through
Tom
this
Hardy.
List.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Yes. All right. Again, Bane. Bane. Ledger is the Joker, which is a whole other podcast.
Oh,
if
yeah.
we really wanted to do.
Oh yeah,
that
yeah.
Route.
I mean, we had all day. But,
right.
You know.
My number three is Adam West, because he took a role. In a time frame that it wasn't so much nonstop action in your face.
Yeah.
He made it his own, but
pow.
Also sticking to, yeah.
Boom.
Zing. Zap. Pow. I just think with what you were expecting, he was it.
Yeah.
His voice, his mannerisms. He played an excellent Bruce Wayne
uh-huh.
because he was that midlife crisis kind of thing.
Yeah.
And combine that with the cast that he had around him, I think West is top three.
Yeah.
No question.
I'll give him number four just because paying homage to kind of like
okay.
the, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But Family Guy has ruined Adam West.
I disagree. I think Family Guy has taken Adam West to the next level.
I don't think so. I'm just like, all I can imagine now is not the physical person Adam West. I see the cartoon
the
version
mayor.
Of him
yeah,
as the mayor, Adam
mayor
West.
Called.
Yeah,
I can differentiate
Good
for him, no problem.
All
so
right.
I've got West as three. You've got Bale as three.
Yeah, and then
so
I've got...
Now,
West
now
is
we
four.
Move to very slim pickings.
I
in
say
my
now
opinion.
You're number four because I just said West four. So
my you said West four. My number four is probably Ben Affleck, which God, that's pushing it.
I
of the others, he looked and sounded the most the part. He put in enough time and effort to be in that spot. His script was terrible. That movie's script was trash.
I think that you could say that for mostly any movie Ben Affleck's in, besides like, what is it?
Let's be honest. Good Will Hunting doesn't count. Dogma. Oh, Kevin Smith. Oh.
That one's good.
Hero status.
Yeah, but other
status.
Than that, I'm like, we
right.
all know Matt Damon is the best actor of the Friends. We all know
yes.
this. Come on now. Okay,
Family
so,
Guy made good fun of that too.
Matt Damon. okay, Affleck. Well, see, mine would be Clooney.
At number five?
Yeah, at number five. Just because it's at
so
this point it's a toss up. I'm like, yeah, pick one. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Okay, Clooney.
I'm taking Kilmer at five. I like
really?
Kilmer better than Clooney. I'm taking Kilmer over Clooney
okay.
at five.
All right.
I just, again, when you embody the concept of the Batman. Clooney yep. never stepped out of his own shadow.
I
like,
don't think
Clooney
he,
was
I don't,
never
he didn't
anything
do the voice.
Other than Clooney.
He didn't do the voice either, did he?
No. Neither,
yeah, he
Kilmer
like,
didn't either. Neither did Kilmer. He tried.
He didn't need to.
Shut up.
Oh, my gosh.
Shut up right now. That's ridiculous.
Goose, call me Goose. Call me Goose. Huh.
See, that's your problem.
Yeah.
That's your problem. Because I get Iceman. I
and
understand.
And then what was it? The Western movie that he was in.
Oh, jeez.
With all the famous ones.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about.
You must be talking about Tombstone with Bill Paxton and Kurt Russell.
Yeah, that's the one with everybody, like they're Jesse James
right.
and
yep.
all that
mm-hmm.
other stuff. Yeah, yeah. So
that's
anyway, so that's why I guess Val Kilmer, it's almost like not being typecasted, but really you're like, ooh, Val Kilmer.
Right.
That's almost like people that would get like Brad Pitt to be in a movie. You're like, yeah, he was great in Fight Club
but
and this one and this
everybody has
one,
that
you're
envision.
Like, Brad Pitt.
Right.
You know? Ooh, Brad Pitt.
Exactly.
So I guess
maybe
that's
kind
of my
what
reasoning.
It is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So let's see. We're really going to the bottom of the barrel. So then I'll
We've
choose.
We've got six and seven left.
Yep, so my six would be Affleck.
Okay.
Affleck.
You know what? I'll put it to you this way. This is going to be a stretch for me. I'm putting Pattinson at six. And we haven't seen
Pattinson?
Him in the suit. We haven't
really?
Seen him in the suit.
So who is your number seven?
Clooney.
Okay, that's
Trash.
How bad. That's how bad
Trash-tacular.
You're like, no Clooney.
And it's not
Stick
Clooney
to Ocean's
as an actor.
11, Clooney.
I will admit, I love some Ocean's
Goodness
movies.
Movie.
But if you talk about embracing the character that is Batman,
yes,
Clooney, and I realize it's part of the directing and all that, he made no effort whatsoever. I'm Batman. Cool. I'm Bruce Wayne. They're the same tone. So good everything, job. Everybody that hates on Christian Bale for masking his voice too much,
Clooney is the difference. I wonder how Pattinson's going to do it. I wonder if he's going to do the voice. Maybe
I think it
he
won't
will.
Matter. I think he'll deepen it enough that it won't be an issue. And in doing so, will make him naturally better than Clooney.
Well, I mean, and we really can't judge Pattinson right now. We might be like, ugh, look at him. I mean, people could have said that about Keaton. They could have been like, really? Beetlejuice? You're going to have Beetlejuice as Batman?
Right. Well, but I mean, let's be honest. I'll take the unknown over Clooney. As Batman. As Batman.
Okay.
As an actor in general, I like George Clooney a lot. You mentioned it. I'm a huge fan of the Ocean's
right,
movies.
Right.
Love all of those. Right. No question about it. But not Batman.
Okay, here's
a horrible choice.
Here's a question. If you could choose someone to play Batman.
Right now?
Yeah. Like any actor from any decade, who would you have play Batman?
Any actor from any decade? I don't know. Any actor from any decade?
Any actor from any decade. Let's think about this.
Man,
we'd want someone who could do like some action moves and some stunts. You'd want someone to have a little bit of humor, a little quip here or there.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who would be not overly attractive, but you know, as the Bruce Wayne part,
right?
You have
you gotta be.
You gotta be able
showboat-y
to play the
smart.
Yeah, the suit side of things.
Any actor, any. Jeez.
I know, right? That's a hard one to think about. I'm trying to think of like movies that I really do enjoy.
I got it.
Who?
I think I know who mine. Go ahead. Go ahead and think about it for a minute longer. I think I've got mine.
I don't have mine yet, so go ahead.
I'm opting for Mark Ruffalo.
I thought you were going to say Mark Wahlberg, and that did cross my mind. A Boston accent.
No. Do you realize that New York, Gotham City, would lose their minds if you cast Marky Mark into Funky Bunch to be the new Batman? No, I like Mark Ruffalo.
Feel the vibration. Okay. Yeah, Mark Ruffalo.
I like Ruffalo.
So that would.
Because, you know, you look at the way he handled the Hulk.
He's got the smarts. But
he's got that.
You couldn't cast him after he's been the Hulk.
Most certainly can.
Really? Because I mean,
you cast Ben
Affleck
as Batman after he played Daredevil.
But that doesn't count.
Different universe. Most certainly does count.
Mark Ruffalo. Who would I see?
Mm-hmm.
Bob Newhart. No, just kidding.
Pee Wee Herman.
Here we go. What's today's word? Slingshot. Oh my gosh. Now, someone like a Brad Pitt would be cool.
See, I don't.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm. He's too pretty.
Okay, we need
He's too pretty. That's what I'm saying. You need somebody that's got enough
Wasn't
edge.
It like they wanted Nicolas Cage to be Batman at one point?
Oh, God, no. What a horrible idea.
You don't think so?
No. Mm. No. Hmm. Have you not seen Ghost Rider?
I mean, I have seen Ghost Rider.
Exactly.
Gone in 60 seconds, though. He's the best in that one.
Yeah, but you're not going to get that guy in this role.
I know.
You're going to get his personification of what he believes Batman to be. And guess what?
Jason Statham.
That's not a bad option.
He'd have a little bit of an accent, though, but we could push through that. Because, you know, a lot of British actors, they'll do, like,
right.
Here's my American voice, and you're like, cool. I'm trying to think of someone on a television show or something that would be, like, an off-the-wall actor to just throw out there.
See, that's the thing. You really need that unsung guy to take that role.
Yeah, to be like...
Man, this is so tough.
Ned Stark.
You think Bean would do it? No. No. And nobody needs to say Kit Harington because, again, he suffers from the Val Kilmer 3'8" syndrome.
No.
You know nothing, Batman. I got 150 names it shouldn't be.
Yeah, we could come up with the who shouldn't be, but the who should be.
Oh!
Who?
They're talking about him to play the new James Bond.
Who?
Idris Elba.
Ooh. I love him.
I think that would be a good fit,
He's
too.
He's amazing.
He has been rumored to be in conversation to be the next Bond, and I love that concept, too.
Oh, his voice is
right?
incredible. He could tell me, he could read the ingredients off the back of the Cheerios. I'd be like, that's very important. Yes, absolutely. Because he's been, like, People Magazine's Sexiest Man.
Uh-huh.
He's played on The Jungle Book. Didn't he play Shere Khan?
Yes.
His was the voice of Shere Khan. He's been on shows like The Office,
mm-hmm.
like when he first came to America. He just very regal, but I
but
I
with
would
an
love
edge.
That. I would that would be awesome. That's a Good choice.
I do what I can.
You know, get it, Monberry, get it. So, yeah, so if you want to share your list with best Batmans, I guess we could do this with other franchises.
But really, that's true. There's several.
Well, there's
I've seen a meme on Facebook where you've done, there's like, there were five Batmans, four something, three, and then they do one Wolverine. And it counts its way down to like multiple renditions.
Huh.
Which, by the way, I don't like Wolverine, so we're not going there. No.
So, yeah, team.
And I do not hold any ill will towards Hugh Jackman. I just hate the character.
Hugh Jackman. Well, can we talk about Hugh Jackman? That's another podcast.
No.
Kate and Leopold.
No.
Oh,
no.
That movie.
No, you find yourself a different co-host if that's what we're going to talk about.
I'd be like, we're just going to have me talking about different actors that I'm like, and then Jason Momoa, how are you doing?
I'm amazed you did not say him for Batman.
He's a little more rough around the edges for Batman. Like clean cut Jason Momoa. The beauty of Jason Momoa is it's like we could go surfing today and just eat this raw fish on the beach.
All right, we're going to call it right there before this gets very, very uncomfortable. Let us know on Facebook, Twitter, social media, across the board. You can find us, Off Air Flare. Use the hashtag, share it back to us. We want to know from 1 to 7 your order of actor playing Batman and who you would put as the next Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know.
It's WAKG's Off Air Flare.
Off Air Flare.
With Jinya and Josh.